Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome you to the Enterprise Town Advisory Board for July 1, 2026. The first order of business, would you please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, and liberty and justice for all.
Let the roll call show that Barry is running late and will join us. We've got Tiffany, who is out doing something from Commissioner Knapp's office. Brady from the Comprehensive Planning office. And that brings us down to some notes that we've got that we concern the conduct of the meeting. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion later in the item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. Public responses to the applicant's presentation will be limited to 3 minutes. All planning and zoning matters will be heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, Zoning Commission, BCC, or the Clark County Planning Commission, PC, for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones or other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room. No. That brings us down to the public comment period. This period is devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded an opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium and clearly state your name, address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or board by a majority vote. So are there any general comments on tonight's agenda? Hearing none, seeing none, I'll close the public comments. Next item is approval of the minutes for 10 June. And as of tonight, the minutes for 10, I'll make a motion that the minutes for 10 June will be held until the Enterprise Town Advisory Board meeting on 14 July 2026. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Next item is approval of the agenda for 1 July 2026 to hold, combine, or delete any items for possible action. So we've got one group of related items tonight, and they're items 4 through 9. Good portion of our agenda. Does anybody else have any other changes, withdrawals, et cetera, to our agenda at this time? I'll make a motion to approve the agenda for July 1, 2026 for the Enterprise Town Advisory Board as amended. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Brings us down to informational items, and I'll ask Tiffany when she comes back if she has anything. She may, but I have none. Board members, Brady, you have any?
No.
Okay.
Our shepherd was murdered, and we shall solve the crime. Huh. We need to look for clues.
Soccer game? Yeah. Now I might get a Brady. Yeah. given that, we just postpone the meeting. That brings us down to the planning and zoning portion of the agenda. Item number one is WS260263, waiver development standards for driveway geometrics, design view for proposed vehicle maintenance repair facility and proposed retail sites in conjunction with an existing shopping center on 0.85 acres in a portion of 6.24 acre site in a CG general commercial zone within the airport environment's AE60 overlay. Generally located west of Valley View Boulevard and north of Blue Diamond Road within Enterprise for possible action. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Victor Knight, KNIGHT, the architect of the project. Address is 9582 Iris Flat Court. We are aware of all staff conditions, the main one being the landscaping needs to be replaced on the south property line over here. So we have no issues with doing that when the actual property owner of the entire site will be doing that for us in conjunction with the construction of the project. We do have Brave Masters there. They have several businesses throughout the valley. This will be their newest one. The bay doors do face Valley View, and it is screened by landscaping along Valley View. So there's not a waiver there. Other than that, I'm ready to field any questions you may have.
Okay. I'll open item number one up for public comment this time. Any public comments on item number one? Hearing none, seeing none, I'll close the public comments. Board members? Yeah, as I understand, it does not affect the overall parking count?
No.
And that, and yeah, because I know with the athletic facility there, parking tends to be a little problem on occasion.
Yeah, this is further east of the, I think you talked about the EOS.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's much further west, about two blocks up west of this site. There's a Chipotle, McDonald's, I got the overall site.
Yeah.
There's Chipotle, McDonald's, I think there's a Starbucks in there. Mm-hmm. There's a 99 cent store over there. Yeah. So, but yeah, it's all parked.
Yeah.
More than enough.
Super.
Yeah. So.
Andy? Barry, anything? I'll make a motion on item number one, WS260263, for approval per staff conditions. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item number three is UC260309. Use permits of the following: one, a advocational or vocational training facility, and two, recreational entertainment facility on a portion of 5.11 acres in an IL light industrial zone and an IP industrial park zone within airport elevations AE60 and AE65 overlay. Generally located south of Pilot Road and west of Bermuda Avenue within Enterprise for possible action. Good evening.
Good evening. Ms. Olson, 1980 Vesma Plaza Drive here on behalf of the applicant. The applicant is Las Vegas Stunt and Tumble. They're a gymnastics facility that have been operating in town for quite some time and they're looking to move to this tenant space here. It's an existing warehouse facility located on Bermuda and Pilot. They'd be occupying this center tenant space here. We're requesting use permits to allow for both training and competitions on the site. They typically only have about 1 to 2 competitions every year with about 50 attendees. So not huge competitions, but as you can see on the staff report, the site is more than double over park. So significant parking, and appreciate staff's recommendation of approval.
I'll open item number two up for public comment this time. Any public comments on item number two? Hearing none, seeing none, I'll close the public comments. Board members? I think it fits.
No concerns?
Yeah.
Yeah, no concerns.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay. I'll make a motion on item number two, UC260309, for approval per staff conditions. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Next item is number three, UC260310. Use permit for the indoor kennel with an existing shopping center on a portion of 25.55 acres in a CG commercial zone today, located on the south side of Silverado Ranch Boulevard and east of Maryland Parkway within Enterprise, for possible action. Good evening again.
Results in 1980, Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant again. This is an existing grooming facility in the existing shopping center here. They are located in one of the tenant spaces, and they'd like to add boarding to their use. Everything is located inside, 24/7, 365 staff on site for that boarding use, and again, appreciate staff's recommendation and approval.
I'll open item number three up for public comment this time. Any public comment on item number three? Hearing none, seeing none, I'll close the public comment. Board members?
This looks straightforward.
Yeah, if it had an outside kennel, I'd be asking questions. I'll make a motion, item number three, UC260310, for approval per staff conditions. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you. See you next.
Next will be items 4 through 9. And I get to read a lot. Tiff, before I dig in, did you have anything for informational items?
No, I didn't.
Thank okay. Item number four is PA 2670026, plan amendment to designate existing land use category from corridor mixed use to compact neighborhood CN on 1.93 acres, generally located north of Serene Avenue and east of Grand Canyon Drive within Enterprise, for possible action. Item number five is ZC260318, zone change reclassify 1.93 acres from an RS20 residential single family zone to RM18 residential multifamily 18 zone, generally located south of Serene Avenue, or excuse me, north of Serene Avenue and west of Grand Canyon Drive within Enterprise, for possible action. Item number six is VS260319, vacate abandoned easements of interest to Clark County located between Serene Avenue and Blue Diamond Road and Grand Canyon Drive and Baden Drive, Baden Bay Street, a portion of the right-of-way being Serene Avenue located between Grand Canyon Drive and Baden Bay Street, and a portion of the right-of-way being Grand Canyon Drive located between Serene Avenue and Blue Diamond Road within Enterprise, description file for possible action. Item number seven is WS260321, waivers the development standards for the following. One, allow modified driveway geometrics. Two, reduce the street offset. And three, reduce the back of curb radius in conjunction with a proposed single family attached residential development on 1.93 acres in an RM18 residential single family 18 zone, generally located north of Serene Avenue and east of Grand Canyon Drive within Enterprise, for possible action. Item number eight is PUD260320, planned unit development for a 26-lot single-family attached residential development with modified development standards on 1.93 acres in an RM 18 residential medium family 18 zone, generally located north of Serene Avenue and east of Grand Canyon Drive within Enterprise for possible action. And item number 9 is TM 26500085, tentative map consisting of 26 lots and common lots on 1.93 acres in an RM 18 residential multifamily 18 zone, generally located north of Serene Avenue and east of Grand Canyon Drive within Enterprise for possible action. Good evening.
Good evening. This is This application is a request for a single-family townhome development. The subject site is 1.93 acres. We're located on the northeast corner of South Grand Canyon Drive to the west, West Serene Avenue to the south, and then we have Blue Diamond running to the north. The site is currently master plan CM with a zoning designation of RS20. The applicant is requesting or proposing to do a 26-unit townhome development at a density of 13.4 dwelling units per acre. Access will be from a single point on the south from Serene Avenue with three internal private streets that will provide access to the units. We are proposing two-story product. It'll be rear loading with reduced 5-foot driveways. Access will be from the front of the homes, but despite the reduced driveway lengths, we are exceeding parking, where we're providing 59 parking spaces with a handful of service parking spaces for parking spots for guests. We are providing the detached sidewalks as required, so with that, we are coming in with the 5-foot vacation along Grand Canyon and also Serene, as well as a 33-foot wide patent easement vacation that runs along the north and also the east side of the property. We are coming in and requesting a plan amendment from CM to compact neighborhood, which allows up to 18 dwelling units per acre, as well as a zone change from RS20 to RM18. We did see staff's write-up and did note that they disagree with the zone change and the proposed master plan amendment due to there being surrounding single-family detached homes in the area. However, we are working with limited space here. It's 1.93, so less than 2 acres, as well as us being located on the corner, so we are having to dedicate portions of the site to a public right-of-way, as well as to allow for the detached sidewalks. So with that, and despite what staff is saying, we do feel that it's compatible. We are still proposing and providing single-family homes that are for sale. They are not for rent, as well as throughout the area, you do see, we feel that this isn't a low-density area. You are still looking at higher density with us being surrounded with RS3.3. You do see pockets of RS2 in the area. So what we feel that we're providing with the RM18 is compatible. We are coming in with a couple waivers that staff didn't have objection to. I'll start with those. The first is to reduce the intersection offset where 125 feet is required. We're, again, dealing with the infill piece. We have some site constraints. We can only push the entrance point so far over from the Grand Canyon and also this driveway here. So we are coming in with that reduction, as well as a waiver to reduce the back of curb radius to 10 feet where 20 feet is required, and that's for lot 6 only. So that is an internal waiver. You'll have minimal traffic going east as it dead ends here. So we don't see that impacting the site or the project in a significant way. We are also requesting a waiver to reduce the separation from the driveway to the property line. This is a pretty standard waiver that you see with the attached single-family product. We just to point out a couple that we recently represented and got approved for townhomes, one being on Las Vegas Boulevard and also, and then a couple for Richmond American, one being on Diablo and 215, as well as Kyle and Haven. So when you're looking at attached product, you don't have 6 feet of separation from that property line to the driveway. So we are coming in with that waiver. But based on that, I thank you all for your time and consideration. Again, we do note staff's feelings and their opinion on it, but we do feel it's compatible with it being an infill project. Thank you for your time and consideration. I'm here to answer any questions.
I'll open up items 4 through 9 for public comment at this time. Any public comment on items 4 through 9? Hearing none, seeing none, I'll close the public comment. Board members?
Yeah, I don't norm, I never really find compelling the idea that a parcel is too small for trying to do all the things, because the developer bought that small of a parcel and then decided to try to figure out how to make something work. I don't think it's a bad idea to have townhomes here. I think you probably just have too many. I think if you had 6 or 7 less, you'd probably be able to make most of this stuff work without having to do all of those things. Like, you're always gonna need a PUD based on where you're at with wanting to do townhomes. I don't think it's a bad idea. I think it's just about 20% more than needs to be on that parcel.
Yeah, I'm just looking through my notes. Was there a note in here about fill only being needed?
Increase in fill?
Yeah.
Increase
in the PUD.
It does say that on page 4.
Which application is that, or the PUD you said?
Yeah.
Looks like you got a cross section submitted that looks like it's got almost 5 feet of fill.
Okay.
Which is leading to some pretty big walls in the neighborhood. The reason I bring it up is kind of normally you would see a waiver item on it, but because of the PUD, it's just kind of get mentioned in the verbiage.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh yeah, it's just tiered walls could be provided.
Mm-hmm. So it's, I believe, along Grand Canyon, is that, or am I, no? Oh no, it's along that, it looks like maybe the Eastern property line.
Yeah.
So yeah, we will be looking at a max retaining wall height of 5 feet. I'm not sure if we're doing a redundant wall there or if we will use their existing wall.
I see it on. Do you have that cross section? I don't want to keep referencing something everybody can't see.
I'm sorry.
Can you put the site plan for the cross section up first? Sorry. So,
sorry.
Section H there, now do you have the site plan that goes along with that? Because that's the one that's showing 5 feet of fill. There you go. But that doesn't, this site plan doesn't have your
section
call out for what section H is.
No, that I have.
I just want to make, because you said east and it looks like it's running north-south on the site plan.
That's what the write-up says.
Section H.
Yeah, that's it. If you can slide it up a little bit more so we can see the bottom. So. That's calling out H. So it's that run through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, mm-hmm. and lot 7.
Okay.
Which means it's your north.
Northern property
line. Northern property line is where you've got a retaining wall plus the screen wall. 11 feet.
So it says at the bottom of the first page of the PUD that it'll be up to 5 feet retaining on the north property line.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right there, yeah.
And it's really
6 foot on the east property line.
Yeah. And if we're talking redundant walls, we're getting up there.
Yeah, it's stone walls, yeah.
Just to the top.
I know there's existing walls out there. I don't know what the plan is for the walls. It doesn't note, so I'll have to find that out, whether they're doing a redundant.
Yeah, that.
But if we read your plan, it's showing the existing grade to your east property line and your north property line, and you're saying you want 5 feet of fill beyond the existing grade.
Correct.
Sounds like at least two walls there, because there's an existing wall. So more than likely a redundant wall with a retaining wall in front of an existing block wall.
And
plus a screen wall on top of that.
Plus the screen wall on top. That's right.
But let me know if you disagree with that interpretation.
It's probably likely.
Yeah, because I've got a lot of concern about that. Because we're working with a relatively small piece of property that has numerous potential waiver, what it would have been potential waivers of, because of PUD doesn't really get the light of day that it should in many cases, because it's not listed out as a specific item. You got to read into the text to find it.
Right. So I guess,
yeah.
What would the board like to see, that the tier and then the redundant wall, or I mean, any development that comes in will probably be faced with the same drainage challenges. So I guess,
yeah.
What's the solution when the walls exist?
But the other thing that I find that I have concerns about with the property is that under the RM18, because it's individual properties, you get to reduce the square footage per lot down to 1,800 square feet. Yet in a number of these, we're going even below that. So I see that there's just, for my liking, there's too many potential waivers on this. It ought to be built much closer to code. It's not even close. You know, the fill is one of them, the lot size is another. The 5 foot driveways, I'm concerned. At one time, we used to write a condition in that you couldn't use your garage for storage for places that had 5 foot driveways. I haven't seen that lately. Have you, Tiff?
Not a for sale product.
Yeah.
I think it would be incredibly difficult to enforce on a for sale product.
Yeah, but it was on.
I think what we've seen,
yeah, that's
that
probably
condition
why I haven't
is
seen
when
it.
It's been apartments,
yeah,
that an HOA or somebody else retains,
yeah,
control of.
Well, private streets are going to have an HOA.
Right, but
yeah,
they're still individually owned units,
yeah,
so I don't know how the enforcement on.
Yeah, it would be tough. And there's not a lot of extra parking on this. And my assumption is that this would probably be for workforce individuals and families who are starting out to have the price point. And whether or not, my normal concern of pickup trucks, where do they get parked? And here you've got Serene, which is a collector, and then you've got an arterial. Parking along collector and arterial is not a good thing.
Understood. I receive it. Parking issues, storage and garages.
Yeah. Yeah. There's, and staff didn't point it out, but one of the things I pointed out previously is like the open space in this one's pretty broken up. It's not centrally located, so it's not very usable for the tenants given the density of the project. So that's my thoughts, folks.
I have that same density concern on how many units are designed on that small area. You know, I'll go back to, I'm never happy when there's only one. one access, especially with this density. So I've got the safety concern there for first responders. Just trash day in a layout like this is going to be quite a challenge. So I have, again, the same concern. There's just too much internal space.
Yeah, I think I echo what all is said. The wall is an issue as well. North and south wall, 5 feet plus 6 is 7 feet off total wall. You're going to see for the neighbors who are to the north. So that's my issue. And then safety concerns and too many things in a small area.
Yeah, I would agree. Too much in too small a space.
Yeah, but looking at the layout, I'm not sure how Republic Service gets a on the westernmost private street, gets to pick stuff up. It's certainly going to be difficult to turn when there are big trucks around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they would probably likely back in. That's what they do at my current development.
Yeah.
Same 5 feet driveways, same yeah. kind of configuration.
We've also seen 15 to 20 containers lined up on the top of the street.
Well, honestly, it's not just the west, it's the east-west road as
right.
well.
Right.
Because there's no turnaround there either. I don't know how they get down that way to get to pick up at the end of the street.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can explain it. I live this. They'll come here, they'll back in. They'll probably do the same thing here, come in, back mm-hmm. in, probably back through to this street. Mm-hmm. That's what they do at where I currently reside.
I think you have a collector that's being very nice to you.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm just saying. I
don't know
if
any of them
have
back in. So.
Yeah.
But in either case, I mean, all of these problems seem symptomatic of kind of what I said at the beginning. If you had, my personal opinion is if you had 20% less, which is rounded up as 6 lots, I think that gives you the flexibility to have smaller pads. It gives you the flexibility to be able to change the streets a little bit to be able to get some extra parking in. I have less concerns at that point.
Yeah, I actually thought something similar, like just if there were less lots that something could work out.
Yeah. Yeah, the way the area is developed, it's not an RS-20 lot anymore.
No.
Yeah. Not at all.
Yeah.
And obviously the owner of it wants to sell it, so you know, that's
we're kind of kicking the horse now.
Yes. All right. I'll start. I'll make a motion on item number 4, PA 2670026 for denial. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. I'll make a motion on item number 5, ZC260318 for denial. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. I'll make a motion on item number 6, VS260319 for approval per staff conditions. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. I'll make a motion on item number 7, WS260312 for denial. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. I'll make a motion, item number 8, PUD260320 for denial. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. I'll make a motion on item number 9, TM2650085 for denial. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Happy Fourth.
Thank you. Item number 10 is ET2640053, NZC210209. Zone change, second extension in time to reclassify 13.16 acres from CG General Commercial Zone to an RM32 Residential Multifamily 32 Zone. Waivers development standards for the following: 1. Building height, 2. Parking. Design of use of the following: multifamily residential development, and 2. Finished grade, generally located north of Warm Springs Avenue, west of Redwood Street, within Enterprise for possible action. And being it's an extension of time, the only thing we need is why you need the extension of time.
That's fair. Good afternoon, board. My name is Kayla Williams. I'm located at 3663 East Sunset Road on behalf of the applicant. The reason we are asking for the second extension of time is we've had quite the correspondence with MBE and Switch regarding this transmission line being put in, as well as the client having some financial issues obtaining their construction loan due to the fact that they're multifamily, and at that time, during our first extension of time, it was a bit hard for them to be able to obtain that loan. Now, the previous property owner, MBE Switch, and our current client was able to solve the transmission issue, and we were able to install the line around the property, so that's no longer a problem, and we're now able to move forward with the development as with the new construction loan. The transmission line, and we anticipated to be completed in 2027. It just didn't make it in the first extension. That's my presentation. I'm here to answer.
Open item number 10 up for public comment. Any public comments on item number 10? Hearing none, seeing none, I'll close the public comments. Yeah, I think it's pretty straightforward. It's a good thing that you got in under the old Title 30.
Yeah.
That's fair.
It could be a different conversation. So,
good to go.
I'll make a motion on item number 10, ET2640053, for approval per staff conditions. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Thank you. Item number 11 is ET2640055, WS240115. Waiver development standards, first extension of time to allow attached sidewalks. Designer view for outdoor storage yard on 2.5 acres in a IL light industrial zone, generally located south of Cougar Avenue and east of Jones Boulevard, within Enterprise for possible action. Good evening.
Good evening. Matthew Paramillo, JARAMILLO, 333 North Rancho, Suite 900, here on behalf of the applicant. Permits under review with the county. We ran into some issues with BLM and fixing the drainage issue that was created in the past. Plans are approvable, Mylar, all the entities. We're just working with the county now. Thank you.
Okay. I'll open item number 11 up for public comment. Hearing none, seeing none, I'll close public comment. Board members. Okay. I'll make a motion on item number 11, ET2640055, WS240115, for approval per staff conditions. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay. That brings us down to a general business, and we can carry this until we get some kind of... Do we have any dates for public works yet, Tiff?
No. I know that there was some confusion with the email while I was out of town, but I don't even have an electronic copy of your request. So I asked Carmen to send it to me. Like I said, I know there was some confusion for email, but no, I got back last night and still don't have that. So I haven't even sent anything to Public Works yet.
That was my thought. I deleted that email. I take full responsibility. Question. That's why I need to improve the minutes tonight also.
I know this is a ploy to get me to never go on vacation. It's not going to work, you guys.
Sorry.
No, that's all right. We'll just keep things going. We'll drive you crazy enough you'll want to go.
And while on the record, I'm going to point out it was Mississippi, so it was not even really vacation. So.
Mississippi in June. That's not vacation.
Yeah.
So with the general business item, I'm going to, Chair will just direct the item be carried until such time as we have a appointment from Public Works from there. So. Last is comments by the general public, or pretty devoted to comments by the general public about matters of concern to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on this matter. One matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend, the length of the presentation will be done by the chair or by the board by majority vote. So, are there any general public comments, Harry? And I hear none, see none. I will close the public comment section. Next meeting date will be July 15th, 2026, 6 p.m. at the Silverado Ranch Community Center. And I will make a motion that we adjourn at 6:43 p.m. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.